Hallelujah. I'm going to share a word with you. I won't be too long with it. Psalm 23, familiar to everyone. Verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That means you are complete in him in the Hebrew. And Colossians chapter 2 says the fullness of God dwells in him bodily, and that we are complete in him. Complete in him. You don't really need anything else. Everything you would need is in him. Therefore, that in itself should draw us to him, to follow him. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. This begins speaking of his ministry as shepherd, where he's going to lead us into the word of God. For anyone who does not pursue towards the word and respond to the Lord as your shepherd, to seek out the Lord in the word of God, you're not really allowing him to be your shepherd, because that's what he's going to do. That's his ministry. And our getting into his word at the leading of the Holy Spirit, him teaching us, brings forth a revelation of truth, which is where liberty is found. It's not found anywhere else, but in the truth revealed. And God in his word primarily is revealing himself to us, but he also reveals his will and his redemptive work and how he would want us to walk. It says he leads me by the still waters. And in scripture, the waters speak of the Holy Spirit's ministry. He leads us. The still waters is speaking of a peaceful place of rest. And he leads us where we can enter into that quietness in our soul and hear the voice of God and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us. And these two things are part and parcel of his ministry as our shepherd. If we're following him, these are the places he's going to take us to. It says he restores my soul. How does that come to be? Well, it's as we get into his word by the Holy Spirit bringing the revelation. And as we're led to hear his voice, led to wait upon him and just abide in his presence. And we enter into that place by worship. Psalm 22 verse 3 says that he inhabits the praise of his people. God inhabits. His presence is manifest as we take our place as priests, bringing forth worship to God. And if you want to go to heaven, that's what it's all about. It's the primary thing revealed in Scripture, is to minister to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Restoration to our soul. You know, life and the things of this world will draw out from your soul. It'll take from you. But the Lord as our shepherd brings restoration of life and peace, joy, and all the kingdom of God. He leads us in paths of righteousness. As we follow him, he's going to be leading you by his word and by the Spirit into the place he wants you to be and the way he would want you to walk. Yes. Hallelujah. Right. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thou art with me. The presence of God in our life is the most precious thing, or it is to me. I'm exhorting you to make that, if it's not already, the precious thing, to see it as the most precious thing that you have. He says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Sometimes opportunities for fear are going to rise up. And if you're abiding in him, it has no place to overtake you, to oppress you, or beat you down. But we need to abide in his presence and enjoy just being in him. This week, I had an opportunity for fear. Monday evening, I got hit with all the symptoms of a stroke. I mean, all the symptoms of a stroke, except I didn't have pain in my head. And that's an opportunity. I just want you to understand, fear did not enter my heart for a moment. And I can say that in all honesty. In the same way as when I was a walking dead man with liver disease for about 15 years. I can honestly say fear never entered my heart. And the reason you can walk without fear, even though something's saying you're a dead man walking, boy, is if you abide in him and you hold fast to your faith and your confession. So that night, I mean, it just kind of, it's like, what is this? And I just lay on my bed and confess Jesus Christ is my healer. That's revelation to me. And just begin speaking that. And put worship on, playing softly. And just allowing the presence of God permeate my soul. Last Sunday morning, we entered into a place of worship that we've not for a while here. I'm talking a deeper place, greater place. If you missed it, well, you missed it. You know, I don't ever want to miss the appointment God has for me. I don't say that to bring condemnation. I'm speaking matter-of-factly. It's not something to be taken lightly. You know, God ordains the meetings when he calls his people together, and there's purpose and there's things he wants to do. I don't want to miss it. And we, like 9:30, I just felt impressed. Jared, just begin to worship. 10:15, I just walked over and says, just keep on going. We're not stopping. And the presence of God was so strong. My wife was in the preschool room. She said, the presence of God is going out in the hall and in every part of the building. I mean, that's quoting her there. I fully believe that. And God wants the manifestation of his presence where you enter into that stillness, that rest, and that peace. Well, I went to, saw a doctor, and he first said, well, your blood pressure's so high, you're a tick away from a stroke or a heart attack. Okay. Well, now we know a fact. And he did an EKG, and he said something to me. No one ever said this to me before, but I heard it before. He said, go to your happy place, because, of course, he wants me to be at, like, a place of rest, so you don't get, like, agitated readings on this EKG. Go to your happy place. Well, I never really thought about that like that before. But the first thought that hit my mind was standing here worshiping Jesus. That is my happy place. Really, I say that in all sincerity. There's no place I'd rather be. You know, we sing a song with those words. The presence of God brings peace and joy like no other place. There's nowhere you can go on this earth and nothing you can do that can produce what the Lord your shepherd will produce in your life as you're a worshiper of him and abiding in him, and you give it all to him. There's nothing else like it. So I went to my happy place. I'm laying there just remembering the day before. The presence of God, which I was still walking in, I still was carrying that, carrying the worship of the Lord. Just for your information, I saw my naturopathic guy, and he said, you didn't have a stroke. You had an allergic reaction. And I've been reacting to fragrances for quite a while, but it's been getting worse lately. And in love, I kindly want to ask y'all to come. Don't put perfume on. I really appreciate that. There's times I'll come up here early because I can't, it starts affecting me. So if you love me, please pay attention to that. Because sometimes you have choices. Am I going to do what I like? Or am I going to consider somebody else and what's helpful for them? And there's others that are affected by it that have told me that. Now, if you tripped in the bathroom and the perfume bottle dumped on your head and you were anointed with perfume, don't pick up condemnation. Please don't do that. I just kindly ask kind of to go easy on it, if at all. But anyway, yeah, reaction. Okay. I'll fear no evil, for you're with me. And in my spirit, this has been stirring for a while. And last week, God said to me, it's now. It's going to start. Is we're going to enter into realms of worship beyond what we have before. And it's also relative to the days we're living. I fully expect deliverances and healings and great peace and answers that the people, to the questions people have, just in the presence of the Lord. The Lord's my shepherd. I'm complete in him. You know, the greatest thing in the world's available equally the same to every one of us. Sometimes in life, people say, well, it's not fair. They were born wealthy, or they have such a gift here. We all equally have access to the throne by the blood of Jesus Christ. Equal access. If we don't enter into it, it's completely on us. It's not on anyone else. It's a choice we make. And I want to exhort you to, as we're proceeding on here in worship, to cast every care on the Lord, to empty yourself of things that you would worry about or would agitate you, or forgiving people, whatever. Just let it go. And enter in. Don't worry about who's around you. But make a decision to enter in and love your Lord Jesus, for he is worthy. For we've been redeemed by his blood. No person can save us. No thing can save us. No experience can save us. But Jesus Christ and him alone, therefore he's worthy of all of your being and all of your heart and all of your soul. So we want to enter into his presence today and just allow him to minister to us. But most importantly, we were created to bring him pleasure. Hallelujah.